The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is self-responsibility. Joining me is my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
So what's happening in the wide, wide world of mental wellness at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services?
Just trying to stay cool and live in the dream.
How are those yoga classes going?
They're going really well. It's a lot of fun, a different way to take care of yourself and get in touch with the world. It's a wonderful experience for those that want to come.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been a great, been received very, very well. So we're really happy about that. And over across the river, on the other side of the river, we could look at the Siouxland Family Center. And they're doing well with the end of school. What's the update with them?
So for this Siouxland Family Center, for those that are needing of food, we have a three-day emergency food supply, and we also provide translation services. So if anybody wants to come over there and is in need of assistance, we offer that.
Well, you can see Brenda has a lot on her plate, not only Boys and Girls Home, the residential treatment area, but she also coordinates the Family Services Organization, the Siouxland Family Center in Nebraska over in Dakota City, and also the Opportunity School, which we're getting a little break from right now, but we'll have summer school and we'll be going back into that again. Also, one thing Boys and Girls Home is doing this year, we're part of the free lunch program with the Sioux City Community Schools, so we have a time where if anybody over up to 18 can come up and pick up a free lunch, so there's no reason not to. I think we're on the 12:35 timetable, so Monday through Friday, 12:35 in our parking lot up at Boys and Girls Home on Court Street. We one of the stops with the Sioux City Community Schools Summer Food Drive. So with that, let's get on our topic today. Brenda, you want to discuss our topic for the day?
So I have with me Christy Spicer. She is a therapist with the Family Services portion, and she is also a play therapist. And you've been with the agency, off the top of my head, I want to say 10 years?
Total.
Okay. Got the guess right. She has been on the show with us numerous times, truly an expert and a great colleague. So she's joining me today to talk about self-responsibility. And as an adult, we all believe we're responsible. We go to work, we take care of a house, take care of our kids. But it's really more than that. It's being responsible action, taking responsibility for living in the moment, setting boundaries, and being present. So we're really going to talk about that today.
It sounds great. So with that, good morning, Christy, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, let's define personal responsibility. Want to start there?
Sure. So when I think of personal responsibility, I think about being able to say what you're responsible for. So not just showing up for responsibilities like work or school, but also if you make a mistake, being able to own up to that and to take responsibility for it. And if you need to, then also make amends or do something about the mistake that you may have made.
Well, you know, it seems like we need to bear the burden of personal responsibility in order to win the freedoms and privileges of adulthood. And I think this whole personal responsibility ties into life, mm-hmm. getting ready for life and mm-hmm. how life works, rewards and consequences. Mm-hmm. So why is it important?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you just said is right on, right? That we need it in order to be productive members of our society, right? So if we're not taking responsibility for ourselves and our actions, we're not able to do that. And I also heard you say something, you know, we're preparing our children for this. So even starting at young ages, at 2 and 3, we can start working on this idea of personal responsibility when parents are, or other caregivers are teaching children, your actions have consequences and you can't do this and you need to help with this, and all of those little things that kids get throughout the day, I think helps set them up to be responsible adults as well.
So personal responsibility does vary by age group.
Yeah, absolutely. And because we all have, especially when you think about like young people, right, like children, they're not going to be responsible in the same way, right? Like you don't expect a 3 or 4 year old to cook their own meals and to pay their bills, right?
Wish.
Be nice, right? Yeah.
But as people get to, you know, be 18 or even some teenagers, right, you're starting to teach the, if you want that, you need to have some money for that. It's not just going to be given to you. And so there's different ways to be responsible for yourself at different ages. And I think that development is really important to understand too, as you think about kids and even some adults too, like what are they ready for? Because, you know, you might have, for instance, a 10-year-old that you're like, man, they really could handle being home for a short little bit of time. Whereas other kids, you would never think to do that. Or even 13-year-olds. You know, I have some conversations with folks that some 13-year-olds are ready for responsibilities of a certain level and others are not. And that's okay. You still have time to learn those responsibilities and how to take care of them.
I'm out Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and I guess clinical therapist Christy Spicer, and we're discussing personal responsibility. Christy, let me ask you, growing up, at least my father taught me, your word is your bond. You know, so when you look at that, how does that relate today? You know, your word is your bond.
Well, I think it's really important. If you say you're going to do something, do it, right? I think that builds trust in relationships, and that's important. And I think that's a part of personal responsibility as well, that when I show responsibility for myself and take care of things that I need to, other people then see that I am a responsible person. They're going to want to be around me. They're going to want to have conversations and relationships. And we, as we've talked about on this show before, relationships are really important to us. And so being able to have those be really positive is great. And I, you know, your word is your bond to me also kind of reminds me of this idea of lying. And I think that we don't always think about how lying is not being personally responsible for ourselves. But anytime we think about telling a lie, I think it's important to think about whether or not this lie is going to be a responsible thing or not. And I do think that there are times, right? I talk to some of my younger clients about, you know, what kind of lies are okay, right? So what's in the birthday present, Brenda? Is that an okay, right? Can I tell you I don't know, even if I might? Yeah, that's an okay thing because it keeps us surprised that way.
My dad told me 2 things there are no excuse for in life. And I'll never forget that. I haven't forgotten it. One's a liar and the other's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He said, those are 2 things there are no excuse for, no matter what you come up with. So I try to remember that. And I think when I look back now, that was part of personal responsibility. I think he was teaching me. Mm-hmm. So, this also ties into, don't you think, your sense, the individual sense of integrity, Brenda?
I think absolutely. I think also going with, you know, the word is your bond. It also brings up, it's okay to say no. You know, people are always eager to say, okay, I can do that, and then feel like they really don't want to or find an excuse not to, or we take on too many things and we just can't get things done. So part of your word is being aware of what can you do and what can't you do, being able to communicate openly and honestly, no, that doesn't fit for me, or, you know, explain why maybe, but being okay with setting those boundaries for yourself.
You know, going back to something that Christy talked about a little bit ago, do you keep promises or do you say whatever you need to say in the moment just to get what you want and deal with the consequences later on? You know, and that's kind of like being able to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And often we don't do that. We'll try to make something happen that just deal with it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you say that you're going to do something or you think a certain way and it's not true, right? Like that's a lie, right? And then you're back to that. You're not being honest and truthful, and that's going to make things harder for you.
Well, it's really been interesting talking about this subject, and you know, personal responsibility. We hear it in the news when people do something. It's not this; it's the responsibility. And there's a lot of things that we need to look at. So on this Father's Day weekend, we're going to come back and talk about more in the area of what we can do and some of the qualities of a person that has that takes good responsibility, personal responsibility. So we're glad you're here with us. We're coming up on our break. So enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back here with more When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on self-responsibility with Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Christy Spicer. So we've been talking a lot about the do's and personal responsibility, self-responsibility. What are some of the don'ts?
Well, you know, I think about there's these things that we all do called thinking errors. And so there are errors in thinking. Lying is one of them, and we've spent some time talking about them. But I think some of the others that we kind of get caught up in, even a little bit easier than a lie is really clear. But I think about excuses, right? Like coming up with that reason why I didn't do something or why I did do something. That's really about getting out of taking that responsibility. I think about blaming. So it's not my fault that I didn't get this done. It's your fault. You didn't.
Or this happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's an excuse as well. You know, it's a blame. It's putting that on something or somebody else, right? I think we also do a lot of minimizing. Well, it wasn't that bad, right? I only hit the other car a little bit. There's only a little bit of damage, right? How many of us have thought that or heard other people say, it just isn't that bad? And then I also think about assumptions. Assumptions are also thinking errors and can make it difficult for us to take responsibility as well. You know, I don't think Brenda's going to approve that. Mm-hmm. So I don't ask. And then I'm mad, right? So who needs to be responsible for that? I do, because I didn't ever take that step. I made an assumption. And so those are some really common ones that I think that everybody does. And if we're super honest with ourselves, we probably do at least one of those every day for something, even if it's a little tiny thing. So just wanted to kind of put out there that, like, this is something that we all need to think about and can make some changes with, and important to kind of try to recognize in ourselves.
I think another big one is denial, especially on the bigger things that we don't want to take responsibility for. We kind of shove it under the rug or ignore it or use the other thinking errors to kind of get around it. You might make excuses or blame someone for really what is going on with yourself and not taking responsibility for it. You deny it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, those are some of the things. If you have any of those symptoms, take a look at it and see if you want to fix it. We're going to tell you how you can fix it. So let's talk about some of the things we can do in terms of improving our self-responsibility.
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing is being willing to take a look at it, right? So we know when something didn't go well for us, right? Whether it's a little thing, the dishes didn't get done, or a bigger thing, like a car accident or something like that, right? We know when things didn't go well. And so taking a minute to kind of go, okay, what maybe was the reason that happened? And just being a little bit reflective for ourselves, I think, can go a long way. I think our relationships are important with it, too. So if you're blaming someone in your life, they'll start to give you some clues that maybe you're putting too much on them for your choices, too. So those are just two that I think of right off the top of my head.
Well, we're going to follow the leader here And let's talk about some of the qualities that, of someone who has a sense of personal responsibility. And we'll start off with, how about communication skills?
I think communication is key. It's really the fundamental of everything, how you communicate within yourself and also how you communicate with others. And again, going back to the not lying, be open, be honest, being willing to communicate are all key factors.
Let me ask you, I wanted to just digress a little bit. How about our children in residential treatment and lying? How do you handle that?
You know, you try to teach them how not to lie. You don't put them in those situations. It's not, did you do this? You acknowledge that it's already happened and have them learn how to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, really, I think that's a good one. That's something that I teach parents too. It's like they're like, they need to admit that they did it. Well,
you already know.
So you want to get in this power struggle with them to get them to say, yes, I did. And it's like, well, let's just take that out of the equation, right? I know that you didn't do this, or I know that you did do it. And so here's what we're going to do now, right?
Back to the rewards and consequences. Mm-hmm. It seems so simple. How about the ability to create boundaries? A lot of things, I know we've talked about boundaries in the past and other subjects, but what about this area? How important is creating boundaries?
Well, I think, you know, Brenda kind of had talked about this too, that, you know, if you create a boundary and then you can stick to it, then you don't have to worry about lying because you say, I can do this thing, when you really aren't going to be able to or have no intention of. And so I think when we create those boundaries, we just are able to show that we can be responsible, or we're trustworthy, our word matters.
I think the other piece with boundaries, we also tend to just focus on how to say no, but it's also pushing yourself to say yes, mm-hmm. to try mm-hmm. new things, to expand your boundaries, to reach out, try new skills. Mm-hmm. So it's both ways of expanding and also setting.
Right. There's also that idea of like, oh, I can't do that, right? Because I've never done it before, right? And if we expand our boundaries, maybe we can do it, right? That first time somebody gets up and speaks in public or, you know, in front of a large group, a lot of people say, I can't do that. Right? But a lot of people can and do a really great job.
Like us, we're on the radio.
That's right.
Right. You know, and I got to tell you, that touches on another quality, and that's courage. The courage to take a step out and try something new, to expand mm-hmm. your boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like you said.
Well, and I think about the courage it takes to say, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, mm-hmm. right? Not, how do I make it better, right? Like,
and I got this thing. There's never, like, as long as we got erasers on pencils, we're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of these people. It's not a mistake the first time. The second time, it's a mistake. There's a lot of things you want. What happened? You really want to fix it going forward. Is it something in the process? Is it something that I'm not communicating, that I need to do better at? But, you know, look at it not just solely on the individual, but yourself as part of that package of being responsible, self-responsibility.
Well, and I think about the need to be able to learn too, right? Mm-hmm. And we all need to be able to learn, you know, doesn't matter our age. Are you, you know, 3? Are you 93? Right? Like, we all need to have the ability to learn. And sometimes we're going to make mistakes. And that we need to have the courage to say, I am going to make a mistake. And I can correct it if I need to.
Well, this has been a great discussion this morning. I really enjoyed it. We can go on and on with this. So, Christy, I want to thank you for sharing this with us. And Brenda, we're coming up towards the end of our show. And every week we end our show with a little joke. And humor is medicine for the soul. So, in the theme of Father's Day, we have a joke for you. A small boy was at the zoo with his father. They were looking at the tigers, and his father was telling him how ferocious they were. Daddy, if the tigers got out and ate you up? Yes, son, the father asked, ready to console him. Which bus would I take home? That's about it for dads. I got to tell you, this is... Wow. It's always a great show. It's always we learn something new about what we do. And I want to thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Christy. And again, also thanks to our listening audience. We appreciate your listening to us. And I'm going to give a shout out this week to all dads. Happy Father's Day. And just going to talk through some things. You know, loving fathers are self-sacrificing and protect their children. First thing, loving fathers love their children's mother. Loving fathers love them unconditionally. grow up. We're not talking us here, not the kids. Children don't want another buddy. They want a dad. Be there. Quality time is all well and good, but nothing on quantity time. Make sure on the time, make sure everyone has the same 24 hours available. Make yours count. Provide as best you can. Material provision can be tough when jobs are lost and tough times hit. However, you can always provide a stable home with love and affection. Discipline. Children appreciate an even hand, balance accountability, and love-drenched discipline. It's called consistency. And without clearly defined boundaries, as we talked about, it is very difficult to grow up. Value education. Just don't read to them. Read with them. Raise them to lead. Simple goal of being a family and parenting our children doesn't look any more complicated than this. Raise them up well-equipped to leave home and establish faithful lives. Teach them to love this life. The best predictor of happiness in children and happiness in their parents. If we learn how to love this life and give that blessing to our kids, they would be well prepared for satisfaction. Well, with that, we're always looking to add to our family at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. So if you're looking for a career change to start a new career, please call our HR manager at 293-4700 or hr@bgh.org. We have immediate openings for full and part-time positions. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM 90.9 FM KSCJ. And our topic will be being non-judgmental. And our guest will be Family Services Clinical Therapist Rosie Strunk. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.